Good evening. On behalf of the Department of Near Eastern Studies and our co-sponsors, whom I will identify later, I welcome you to tonight's Poetry and Pastry, an evening of Near Eastern, Mediterranean, and Ithacan poetry. You all have a copy of the program, I hope. There are some extras in the back. We have the great good fortune of not only having students, undergraduates and graduate students, faculty members, also Ithaca poets, but also the Mediterranean, excuse me, the Cornell Middle Eastern and Mediterranean Music Ensemble, who have kindly agreed to open the evening for us with musical arrangements by Mikis Theodorakis of two Greek poems. If you would join me in welcoming them, and with a warm round of applause, I guess I should have said.
I think this must be the spillover from Toni Morrison, who was sold out in 3 hours, I believe. So it's lovely to see all these people here. I'd just like to introduce the songs very briefly. Two settings of two of Greece's leading poets. The first one is a setting of a poem by George Seferis, which you have the Greek and English of in your program. It's called Arnisi, Denial, Sto perigiali to kryfo, kiaspro san peristeri, dipsasa me to mesimeri, ma to nero glifo. Πάνω στην άμμο την ξανθή γράψαμε το όνομά της. Ωραία που φύθηξε ο μπάτης και σφίστηκε η γραφή. Με τι καρδιά, με τι πνοή, τι πόθους και τι πάθος, πήραμε τη ζωή μας, λάθος, και αλλάξαμε ζωή. The other poem is a poem by Yannis Ritsos, and it's from a very famous cycle of songs called Epitaphios. And it's called Naha ta thanato nero. Naha ta thanato nero, ψυχή καινούριο Naha. Να σου δίνα, να ξύπναγες για μια στιγμή μονάχα. Να δεις, να πεις, να το χαρείς ακέραιο το όνειρό σου. Να στέκεται όλο ζωντανό κοντά σου, στο πλευρό σου. Βρόντανε στράτες και αγορές, μπαλκόνια και σοκάκια.
Thank you. Thank you.
procedure, pardon. Many of you may not know this, but Cornell is the envy of many university for its splendid Middle Eastern and Mediterranean music ensemble. So if you don't mind, if you join me once again. I had the great pleasure of hearing them a few days ago at the Mahmoud Darwish Memorial where they performed, and it's a true pleasure. While they file out, I'm going to entertain you. But don't file out. I mean, file while they file elsewhere. I'm terribly sorry. I keep saying eject. What I mean is eject from here. These chairs can perhaps be restored, and please feel free to, if you're planning on staying and you'd like to sit, just turn a chair and take it. For those of you who have a program, you'll have discovered that it is a glossy sheet with a photocopied center, which you are, of course, welcome to take home and cherish for a long time, or recycle as appropriate. You'll see it's in a slightly less glamorous form. I'd like to acknowledge now the Society for the Humanities for hosting the event, physically hosting the event, and being a collaborator with Near Eastern Studies from the very start. Ever since Near Eastern Studies has done a poetry evening, the Society for the Humanities has been a partner, and I believe it began under the tenure of its former director, Brett DeBarry, who's hiding in the rear, or actually can't make it through from the rear forward. Also, the French Studies Program, the Mediterranean Studies Initiative, the Department of English, and the Department of Comparative Literature, and it's a special pleasure for the department and for me personally as well that in expanding it, we have the collaboration of these departments and initiatives and programs and the individuals who manage and run those programs. In particular, I'd like to acknowledge Laurent Dubreuil and Cora Bethel von Wittelsbach and Roger Gilbert, and I'd like to single out also Kenneth MacLean, the great poet and teacher and writer who unfortunately, because of illness, mild illness, cannot be here in a gesture to commemorate him, as it were. That seems much too final. To honor him, we've included a poem in the actual program, The Ceaseless Falling, which I was going to read, but I'm going to defer reading it because I'd like to bring the students up. So many have prepared to read in the various languages they are learning or which they have spoken from birth or which they love or in which they love. So I'd like to first call forward, I mean that quite seriously. L'amour bilingue, n'est-ce pas, Laurent? So I'd like now to invite Rena Wagman and Matt Rothbart, who are going to read a Yehuda Amichai poem in Hebrew. I just point out to you that it's more or less in order, and so now, starting with the first page, you can follow the poems. They will be read to you in the original language, and you can read the original or the English, but they will only be performed in the original language. And I believe you need to stand in front of this mic, which is the...
Adam B'Chayav by Yehuda Amichai. Adam B'Chayav, Ein lo zman shehiye lo zman lakol, ve'ein lo et shetihye lo et. L'chol chafetz. Kohelet lo tzadek k'shemar kach. Adam tzarich lisno v'le'ahov bevet achat. Be'otan einayim livkot uve'otan einayim lischok. Be'otan yadayim lizrok avanim uve'otan yadayim la'asof otan. La'asot ahava b'milchama u'milchama bi'ahava. V'lisno v'lisloach v'liskor v'lishkoach u'lesader u'levabel v'le'echol Ule akel, et masha historia aruka osa b'shanim rabot meod.
Adam b'chayav ein lo zman, keshehu me'abed hu mechapes, keshehu motze hu shocheach, keshehu shocheach hu ohev, keshehu ohev hu matil lishkoach, v'nafsho limuda v'nafsho miksoit meod, rak gufo nishar chovev tamid, Menase v'to'el lo lomed u'mipalbel, shikor v'iver v'ta'anugav u'v'machovav. Mote nim yamut bastav, mitzumak u'mele atzmo u'matok. Ha'alim mityavshim al ha'adama, v'ha'anafim ha'arumim kvar matzbi'im al ha'makom shebo zman lako.
Thank you very much. I think it's going to be tiresome and tiring for you if I keep coming up here. So what I'd like to ask the readers to do is keep track on the program and come in succession, if you wouldn't mind. I'd also ask you, if you don't mind spending 30 seconds, but not more than 30 seconds, explaining to the audience either why you chose the poem or why you were forced to read by your teacher or why I browbeat you. I know in this case it was Nava in the Department of Near East Studies who invited her students to perform. So I will introduce Italian and Tamara D'Amico, and if you can just explain, and I warn the rest of you, Leanne, Jeremy, Ali, Nabina, Laurent, and so on, to just come forward. That avoids me having to come up and make things up as I go along. Thank you.
Very short. Hi, I'm Tamara D'Amico. I hope you can hear me. This is a poem by Dacia Mereni, and she's one of the most prominent feminist Italian writers. Her poetry, prose, and dramatic writings have garnered much fame, especially abroad. On the surface, this poem is about the woman's everyday life in the kitchen, but it doesn't shy away from conflicts in a relationship. Insulti. E mescolare il sugo e tritare l'aglio e aggiungere acqua all'acqua e buttare il sale, versare la farina e scodellare l'occhio bullo dell'uovo nel blu gelato del piatto. E ci insultiamo nervosamente e il muscolo del braccio muore. E il brodo bolle scintillare di grasso e la porta del frigorifero è aperta e quei cerchi di debolezza che mi bucano le palpebre. E riprendo a tritare carote, mescolare il riso, infarinare il pesce, indorare le patate, pulire il coltello, tagliare il pane con mani molli di fatta. E ci insultiamo cocciuti malamente.
My name is Leanne Kennedy, and I'm going to reading an Acadian poem today, and I was asked by my teacher, Alex, at the end of one of my classes if I would do this, and I love Acadian, so I said yes. This is called A Hymn to Ishtar, and it's sort of a typical hymn from the Old Babylonian period. Il tam zumra rashub tielatim, il tahid belet nishi rabi tigigi, Ishtar zumra rashub tielatim li tahid belet ishi rabi tigigi. Shat meletzim ruhamum labshat, zachnat inbi mekhiam ukuzbam. Eshtar meletzim ruhamum labshat, zachnat inbi mekhiam ukuzbam. Shaptin dushupat balatsum pisha, simitasha ihanima shtihatum. Sharhat irimu ramu reshusha, banya shimtasha bitrama inasha sitara. Iltum ishtasha ibashi milkum, simat Mimami Katisha Tamhat, Naplasusha Bani Buharu, Bashtum Mashahu, Lamasum Shedum, Tartam Teshme Ritum Subi, Umitkuram Tebel Tsima, Arda Tatab Luuma Tarashi, Izkarshi Inishi Inabi Shumsha.
I have been instructed to invite the readers who will come after me to project their voice a little more because the microphone is apparently now working. So, okay, project at normal voice then. I had some help from one of the great teachers in the Russian department finding this poem about Jaffa, a city, and it's one of the first cities that Russian pilgrims 19th century would come upon on their pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Okay. And I'm in the Near Eastern Studies department. I teach Arabic, but this is in Russian. I can only attribute this to my international upbringing in Idaho. Заходяще сонце горить, на созрівші кістяк винограда. Вітерок по листям шелестить, і прохладою віє сада. Опустел многолюдний базар, медзіна замолк голос медний, полон сладкий квідений і чар. Задремав на ковре правовірний, смолк і город і гул. Город тихо уснул.
Hello. I'm going to read a poem by. I'm going to read a poem by Mahmoud Mushref Musharraf Azad. I found this after listening to a magical song by Jivan Gasparian and Hussein Alizadeh in their Endless Vision album. It's a very short poem, but they turned it into a 25-minute song, and it's truly magical. It goes. Parandeha, be temasha ibada. رفتند شکوفه ها به تماشای آبهای سفید زمین آریان مندست و باغهای گمان به یاد مهر تو ای مهربان تراز خورشید. And a friend of mine translated this, his Mahmoud Azad's poems to Turkish. So I'm going to read this translation now in Turkish. Kuşlar rüzgarlarını seyre daldı. Goncalar da saf suları. Yeryüzü çıplak kalmıştır ve bahçelerde yanılsamalar. Ve senin aşkını hatırlayış, ey güneşten daha mihriban. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nabina Das. I'm going to read this poem in Assamese. It's called Wasafiri. Louder. Hi, I'm Nabina. I'm going to read this poem called Wasafiri, which I wrote first in English, and I have translated it myself into Assamese, which is one of the languages I speak. So Wasafiri, I know there are probably Swahili speakers in this room, so I will not go to explain, but Wasafiri means travelers, but I have employed this title to mean a little beyond just travelers, like, you know, travelers of the world sort of thing. So the Assamese title is Prithivir Jatri. Prithivi means world, Jatri is traveler. Wasafiri, Prithivir Jatri. Port Authority bus station at Prathambar, Moi Gompalu, Eti Notun Hobdo. Wasafiri, Muk Hikale Dujan Noronari. আগস্ট মাহৰ শীতল বতাহ উপেক্ষা কৰি কিতাপ পত্ৰ সাপ্তাহিকী চহৰ ফুৰাচোৱাৰ উপক্ৰমণিকা বেছি থাকোঁতে ৱাচাফিৰিলৈ আমালৈ হয় সিটোৱে শব্দ পৃথিৱীৰ যাত্ৰী ময়ো এজন এই সহস্ৰ কোটি পদশব্দৰ কোটি বিকোটি সপোনৰ চহৰত নৰনাৰীদয়ৰ ভাষা অভাৱ সমান জড়িত উচ্চাৰণ নৈ শব্দৰ জালত বন্ধা তেওঁলোকৰ হাঁহিটি উজাগৰ কিন্তু দুৰন্ত বতাহত খেলি মেলি তাৰ কামিজ তাইৰ হিজাবৰ হঠাৎ পাখি মেলা বিৱৰ্তন তথাপি হাত বঢ়াই দিলে ভিক্ষা নহয় দিলে শব্দৰ দান মৃদু চেনেহত খনা চেতনাৰ নীলগত তাৰ নাই দাম মেনহাটানৰ হেঙুলি সূৰ্যত এতিয়া টুপকৈ গা ধুই উঠি গুচি গ'ল মই ৰৈ থাকিলোঁ এটি প্ৰাৰ্থনাৰ গুঞ্জৰণত ৰং ৰূপময় পৃথিৱীৰ যাত্ৰীসকল পোৱা ভাল পোৱা নোপোৱা কথাবোৰ টোপোলাত বান্ধি ৱাচাফিৰিহে হয় কথা পাতি পাতি দিন যায় ৰাতি যায় আৰু আহে শব্দৰ হাতত কান্ধত হাত থৈ থেংক ইউ
হাই মি এগেইন আই ন' আই ছেড আই ৱুডন্ট ৰিটাৰ্ণ ইউ উইল হেভ নোটিচড এ লিটল এষ্টাৰিস্ক next to Ali's reading. That was meant to tell you, but I didn't warn you, that the reading was out of sequence. in the book, if you couldn't find it, if you found Arabic or something instead. The second thing I wanted to say was, Nabina Das was very, very kind in offering us two poems, one in Bengali, one in Assamese, and I was concerned that we might not be able to get through the evening in this calendar day if I accepted everyone's, and hers was the one that was most difficult for me to exclude because she's a poet, and one of the dimensions of this evening is that we invited Ithaca poets to perform, and so I'd publicly like to apologize for that, and to thank you. Assamese has never been represented this evening, and I hope it continues to be represented in future. The second thing I'd like to say is it's thanks to Bert and Glenn, who are handling the camera, that you can actually hear people. Readers, please speak into the microphone. Not near the microphone, not around the microphone, but into the microphone. It's good for them, and it's good for all the people in the back. Laurent.
That should be it. So I'm reading a text by Hélène Cixous. Hélène Cixous is certainly one of the major writers in today France, and she has been recently appointed Andrew D. White Professor at Large at Cornell, and so if you like the text I'm going to read, you can certainly see Hélène Cixous next April when she will visit the campus. Cixous has written many novels, and I'm reading an excerpt of Le Jour Où Je N'étais Pas Là, a novel from 2000, and this is one of the two lyric interruptions inside the narrative frame. And this one is a deploration on the fate of the battery-reared chicken, so no connection with what we are going to eat later. And this is called Cœur des poules en batterie. Ô nous toutes les éliminées du jour, nous sommes les plus omises de tous les animaux. Notre nombre innombrable, comme les étoiles au ciel et comme le sable de la mer, personne n'en a cure ou pitié, nous ne comptons pas dans la pensée du monde. Nous sommes les mers décarcassées, personne ne veut nous regarder. Il y a de quoi, il y a de quoi, il y a de quoi. Où ? Il y a de quoi, il y a de quoi, il y a de quoi. En kilomètres de cages grillagées, nous sommes entassés derrière les barbelés, poules sur poules rayées, de la réalité, sans chance d'être jamais poule à l'air. Nulle poule ne pourra jamais étendre une aile entière. Nous sommes les trognons des poules de notre antiquité. Poules à ailes et pour rien, nées pour l'assiette et la cocotte, notre lot est d'être devenus poules à rôtir. Ô nous, les plus bannis de tous les êtres animés, nous sommes pleines de soupirs étrangers à vos affaires. Nous sommes des poules de mort. Une mort de poule, cela n'existe pas pour vous. Même pas victime et même pas bourreau, nous sommes cuitonnés. Et pourtant, dans chaque poule condamnée à n'avoir jamais été poule de création créée, dans chaque poule morte vive et jamais crue poule qui pense, poule allant d'un seul trait des barbelés au grill, un cœur bat, vous et moi. En chaque poule pleure une poule qui sait ne rien savoir, n'avoir jamais rien su, se souvenir du temps où les poules picoraient. Sans avoir jamais rien vécu, nous souffrons. De n'avoir jamais eu ce que nous n'avons jamais eu à perdre. À la manière des hommes libres, personne ne peut voir les kilomètres de poules sans frissonner d'une angoisse très antique. Nous sommes les kilomètres crucifiés, personne pour contempler notre calvaire. Des kilomètres de poules vous sont donnés à voir, mais vous passez devant sans yeux et vous allez à table. Ce que les hommes font aux autres poules, qui en portera la nouvelle dans le monde ?
Hi everyone, I'm Rosie Lawrence and I'm reading a poem by Nizar Kabani. And originally I really wanted to perform the very well-known Arabic rap Kathy Wadan by Munthar Yunus, but I was told I should do this instead. عند جدار يا بيتي ذات يومي أقبلتي نحوي تسألي مسمي كنت بعمر يا بعوم أمدني أغمامك شرع لم تتمي جدائل رأواشة وصدر قاقطاتي الحريري لم يشمي وكنت تحت شمسي مستريحيا أنكشو في ترابي ألف رسمي
أدمى عربية دونهمي وجاتني أنتي وجاهمي سألتني الله معي ورحنا نقطع الضوء بكل نجمي ونبرز أصبع وشوشات منطرحين في جوار كرمي دعمنا الفم فلو نحينا عنه إذا متنا بغير لفم وكان إن غدت إلى فراشي فضاء أمني واستحال نومي وتركت مختدني بناري أقبلت على دومي أمي تقول يا شاكي كيف تغشى زواية الجدار دون أمي يا رحمة الله على جدار لذن به تفلين ذات يومي.
Hello, everybody. I'm Luisa Obura, and I'm going to sing you a poem entitled Nimezama, or I Am Drowning. It's written by Hamza Ali from Tanga in Tanzania. This poem is apparently written to describe the overwhelming feelings of love and risk involved in opening up your heart to somebody who's yet to prove himself or herself. Nimezama kwa mapenzi, sijui kama tazuka. Wenzangu nawauliza, nini dawa ya mapenzi? Waganga nimemaliza, wa makombe na hirizi. Wenzangu nawauliza, nini dawa ya mapenzi? Waganga nimemaliza, wa makombe na hirizi. Bila himo la muweza, ataniafu mwenyezi. Nimezama kwa mapenzi, sijui kama tazuka. Nimezama kwa mapenzi, sijui kama tazuka. Kujikwamua siwezi, tabani nateseka. Nimezama kwa mapenzi, sijui kama tazuka. Kujikwamua siwezi, tabani nateseka. Bila himo la mwenyezi, atania furabuka. Nimezama kwa mapenzi, sijui kama tazuka. Naiona yangu hali, mimi nimedhofika, mimi nimedhofika. Thank you.
I'm going to be reading a passage from Roncesvalles, which is an Occitan or Provençal version of the old French song of Roland, the Chanson de Roland. This describes an episode from the battle between Charlemagne's rear guard at Roncesvalles, which is Roncesvalles in Occitan and Roncesvaux in French, a battle which took place in 778. The text itself dates from the 13th century in all probability, and it begins with Roland being persuaded to blow his horn to get Charlemagne's army back. Roland is in charge of the rear guard, and the rest of the army has crossed a pass through the Pyrenees. And Roland does sound his horn. At first, the traitor Ganelon tries to persuade Charlemagne not to return, and Charlemagne knows that he's dealing with a traitor and does not agree. Comps Olivier, agadet son vigere, vire regarda, qui non poc plaisir gaire. Compagne Roland, je vous suis fin amare. Ma fée vous prique, par l'âme de mon père, non amiez tant, sœur, ni cousine, ni frère. Corne ton corne, per l'âme de ton père. Non place Dieu, lo saint glorieux père, comme in cet dire le duc Roland de bon aire. Que de mon corne, je en sia con aire, con fai aquel qui del poc es venaire, car le conar non es mas de que saire. Compans, sadis, ja non tadras gaire, que nos serim in France a ton repaire. Amma sero auda de qui est missenaire, e vuel que tengas as ton plaisir a faire. Quand aus Roland de Belauda parlier, le cor li anguessa e vai li renimbrier de la Belauda, sacerroc d'Olivier, quand a Vienne l'esposette et gravier. Pues si concira, car mot les apassier, et de Belauda non aura joy entier. Mal matin broca, dels esperunts d'Ariette, de tal vertut vai lo grailo sonier, que li aux elts qui lausirun sonier, la voz del graile lo fet lo cor crebier, et las venas del cor si van trencher. Lo sang del cor li vai per lo gravier. De grandes set legas lausi carle lo bier. Dis l'imperaire, je vas Roland conier. Sire, dis gaine, ans aut l'utzel tronier. Autre vegada, vai lo grail sonier. Atrestant fort, con ac fac in premier, quel con del ori fet davant esclatier, caule lausi in naime de Bavière. Adjudat Deus, dis lo rei de Paris, glorios paere, que uncus nun mentist, et cel et terra formiest et benesist, in tal concir aestat tot estit. Benat sing jorts, a passats e complits, que non mangie, que gaire mi valgis, de lor en sa, que il comps gaine mi dis. E fi insomni, que eu li dis l'autre di, que foc grisexc, audia tot Paris, e mi audia la barba e lo vis. Armes semblant, que il grail aia ausit, in Ronces Vals, qu'il puisse en ritentis. Rei imperaire, le comps gaine li dis, vos non sabets le guel ca Roland pris, que per une lebre que mena am sus cins, sona son graile tan foct ses gabuis. Canta usi caule, so que gaine li dis, laiga del cor li monta per lo vis. Gaine dis caule, lo re poestadis, ti doni mal per sa sanctus mercis, ca Olivier e Roland as trait, et tots les autres que cavaliers sont fins, in Ronces Vals venduts a Sarrazins. Mas per l'apostol que querun pelerins, homme de ligne non cuch que piet moris.
Hi, my name is Robin Pirelli, and I'm reading an ancient Egyptian poem from A Man and His Ba. Basically, the background is a man wants to die because he feels that life is miserable, and his ba wants to leave him, but he convinces his ba not to leave him so that his death is considered natural, not a suicide. Jedi nem min senu binu, henem su nu min en merni. Jedi em nenem min heta per bin, regi ref bu nefer arta,
Jedi Nem Min Ibu Awenwu Nuwen Ib Ns Jedi Nemin Nef Heo Ta Nenwu Pewi Fi.
Hi, my name is Perry. I'm also reading an ancient Egyptian poem. It's called The Adoration of Hapi. It's a hymn to the god Hapi of the Nile. The Egyptians prayed to him and thanked him for the inundation that annually occurred, that watered their fields. So, Dua'u Hapi, inter ek Hapi, peri em ta ii er es senahu kemet, im seshemu ef kekewi emheru. Heshi en Nef Shemesu F.
Hello, I am Jessica Streit. I was asked by Shaukat to read you a poem in Spanish, and I was happy to say yes, and then I realized I don't know anything about Spanish poetry. So I thought about it a little bit, and I will humbly say that I do know a little bit about Spain, and I know that Lorca, who everyone probably has heard of, knows a lot more about Spain than I do. So I tried to choose a poem that I felt was evocative of the Spain that I know, and it is called La Guitarra. Empieza el llanto de la guitarra, se rompen las copas de la madrugada. Empieza el llanto de la guitarra. Es inútil callarla, es imposible callarla. Llora monótona como llora el agua, como llora el viento sobre la nevada. Es imposible callarla. Llora por cosas lejanas. Arena del sur caliente que pide camelias blancas. Llora flecha sin blanco, la tarde sin mañana y el primer pájaro muerto sobre la rama. Oh guitarra, corazón malherido por cinco espadas. Thanks very much.
Muchas gracias. Es la poesía sin Lorca. For those of you who weren't here earlier, you won't know that Greek has already happened. The music ensemble has already played, so this is actually the time for a break. Let me just give you some directions, because there's a lot of you. The food will be in the other room over there. There'll be drinks over here, except there are currently people seated there, and so if they can hear me, it would be helpful if you could stand, move your chairs out of the way, and then we can bring in the drinks. There are pastries, there are savory pastries and also sweet pastries. If you have to leave, grab a pastry before you go because there's wonderful stuff, cream puffs, spring rolls, curry puffs and the like. We will reconvene in about 20 minutes. So have your fill, thank you for coming. Don't leave. There's another 45 minutes or so of this and we begin again with the wonderful Roald Hoffman. I'd like to welcome everyone again, especially those who weren't here before. I'd like to acknowledge a few other people that I didn't acknowledge in my initial introduction. One is Neil Sacamano of the Department of Comparative Literature. Another is Maud Rith, who many of you will have seen scurrying around making sure this event goes very well. So if you could join me, yes, in applauding her. I received a message, an email message from Tim Murray, who's the director of the Society. I think he's either in Bellagio or near Bellagio, Italy, apologizing for not being here, which was very, very kind of him. But he, as I said once before, and I'll say again, the Society has been a long-time associate. And in fact, in conversations during the break, various people have suggested very kindly that we consider moving this elsewhere. And it would require separating at the hip from the Society. And so I think what we might have to do instead is break down a few walls. Because this is not a very historic or important home. We'd like to begin this second part of the night with an Ithacan poet who happens to be one of my favorite people in the entire world. And since I'm the one who made the program, I got to decide that. If you'll turn to the appropriate page in your program,
The poem that Roald Hoffman will be reading in English, which is the language in which he composed it, is The Bering Bridge. And Jessica Streit, who did not know this until a few minutes ago, will be reading the Spanish version of his poem Enough Already, Suficiente Ya. So if you join me in welcoming our very own Roald Hoffman.
Also one of the few Cornell poets to have read in Mauritius, right? The Bering Bridge. The old men say the sky was once so close that if you shot an arrow up, it would bounce back at you. The sky swallowed birds. Sometimes it lay like the luxuriating fog just above our tents, and a man could climb to the opening at the top where the smoke went out and talk to the gods. Then the redwoods came, sacrificing all to the main trunk, and they jacked up the sky, and then men with balloons and telescopes pushed it back further, so it became difficult to talk straight to the gods. One had to yell or use the intercession of shamans. Now I have flown myself across the Pacific, seen the deep sky blue at 30,000 feet. They say a man has walked on the moon. They say the earth is getting warmer. I see smog, the sky coming back down over California.
I will be reading the second poem called Suficiente Ya. And as Shawakut kindly said, I just received this, so forgive any hiccups. Suficiente ya. Paseas entre los troncos de los olivos iluminados por rayos del sol, musgosos, más verdes que la hierba fresca. No parece que sea suficiente, así lo crees. Incluso aquí cultivan olivas solo en cálidas terrazas y preguntas quién fue el que descubrió que había que curar las olivas. Esta habilidad tampoco te satisface. Entonces dices, caminando de mano hacia el matorral, el mundo nos necesita, y a otros amantes, para dar la vida, lo que funcionaría para la mayoría, excepto para aquellos que lo dejarían al Creador. Pero entonces, sola, miras de cerca, y la mancha negra sobre la corteza verde que intentas tomar, se perfila un escorpión de 3 centímetros, ves un escabaraja rojo, y por Dios, que es suficiente. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Since he mentioned it, I didn't want to promote Mauritius gratuitously, but it is the case, in fact, that Roald Hoffman was in Mauritius for a chemistry conference last summer. And through friends, I happened to be back there as well at the same time visiting family or with family. And we were able to arrange a reading. And a gathering of poets and writers came together in a place called Grande Rivière Nord-Ouest. And we were regaled by Roald. So thank you again. One little change in the program. A number of students have asked to go a little bit earlier. So before Hamza Mahmood reads the Punjabi poem by Bulle Shah, I'd like to invite those people who want to read earlier to come forward. I believe what they are doing is reading the Persian poem of another person. Am I right? So you might want to introduce yourselves. And the poem will be... The Persian poem by Hafez, which is on the second last page.
All right. Hi, I'm Roxana Farshi.
And I'm Saman Rahimi.
And we'll be reading a Persian poem by Hafez. I'll be reading the first part.
And I'll be reading the second part.
امشب ز قیمت میان خون خواهم خفت و بستر آخیت برون خواهم خفت باور نکنی خیلی خود را بفرست تا در نگار نه به تو چون خواهم خفت
نی قصه آن شم چگل به فن گفت نی حال دل سکوت دل به فن گفت گم در دل تنگ من از آن است که نیست. یک دوست که با او گم دل بتوان گفت.
Speaking of hiccups, there's actually a line of poetry of translation missing. You probably worked out that the outer part of the program was produced by a professional, and the inner part of the program was produced by me, which is why there are a few lines missing, and I'm extremely sorry. And Hafiz hopefully won't mind too much. Hamza, where are you? Hamza Mahmood is a graduate student in the Department of Near Eastern Studies, which, as probably all of you know, is the greatest department at the university, and will be reading in Punjabi.
Can I borrow your...
And needs the text.
Right here. All right. The title of the poem is Alif, which is Alpha. I don't know if you guys found it. But it's a poem by Bulleh Shah, which is a 17th century Punjabi poet. Punjab is one of the areas of Western India and Eastern Pakistan. And I chose this poem because my grandparents spoke this language, so it's very close to my heart. But Bulleh Shah was one of the Sufi poets, which is Islamic spirituality, one manifestation of Islamic spirituality. And this is the first poem of his Divan. Divan is a collection of poetry. And Dr. Thurawa cut the footnotes off. So alpha, just to tell you guys what alpha basically represents oneness, and beta means two-ness. And those are, in Punjabi, that's alif and be. And that's basically what the poem's about. Jad mein sabak ishq da padhya, darya vekh vahadat da vadya, ghuman ghera vich mein adya, shah inayat laya par, ik ilmo bas kariyo yaar, ik alif tenu darkar. Alif Allah dil ratta mera, Bedi khabar na kai, be padhya mainu samaj na aave, alif di lazzat aai. Ain te ghain da fark na jana, e gal alif sujhai, bulia call alif te pure, jade dil di karan safai. And just to follow up, basically the idea, it represents the Sufi notion of fana. Fana means self-annihilation, and basically means when you realize through ishq is the love of God or love of oneness, that everything is one, all otherness sort of gets annihilated. And that's what the poem's about.
My name is Alexandra Klannerman. I am a postdoc in the cuneiform tablet collection, which is in the fourth floor of Whitehall. And if I had thought in advance, I would have brought tablets for show and tell, but I didn't. So you're all welcome to come up to the fourth floor and check us out. I'm not reading, but I was informed that many of you probably don't know anything about Akkadian or Sumerian, and I thought I would give you a quick introduction. Sumerian is the world's oldest written language. It was written about 5,000 years ago in what is today Iraq in the cuneiform script. It died out as a spoken living language around 4,000 years ago. It is unrelated to any other language, living or dead, and the only reason we know anything about it is because it was preserved for us by Akkadian speakers. Akkadian is a Semitic language, so it's related to Hebrew and Arabic, and it was spoken some 4,000 years ago, also in what is today Iraq. Akkadian is what Leanne read very early on. She sounded like a native speaker. I was blown away. her hymn comes from about the time of Hammurabi. Some of you may have heard of him as being the author of the world's earliest law code. Anna, who's going to read next, is reading a lullaby to a prince who lived about 200 years earlier than Hammurabi. I also had two students tonight who are reading you ancient Egyptian texts. Egyptian is the second oldest written language. Sumerian beats Egyptian by about 200 years, and we're very proud of that. But Egyptian gets a little more fame because of the pyramids and the mummies, which we in Mesopotamia don't have. However, although Egyptian is part of the Afro-Asiatic family of languages, we don't know anything about the vocalic system. So my students were very brave that they came up and inserted their own vowels where they saw fit. Robin read to you a poem in which a man argues with his soul or his ba. And this poem highlights the so-called democratization of the afterlife, in which commoners thought that they were good enough to get their own pyramids and mummies. And this happened at about the same time as Leanne's poem, so the same time as Hammurabi. And Perry, the second girl who read, her poem is slightly earlier, and that was a poem that stayed popular for thousands of, or hundreds of years because it was in praise of the Nile River, which you wouldn't have civilization in Egypt without the Nile River. And with that being said, I invite you once more to come up to the fourth floor of Whitehall, check out the tablet collection, and Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna. Like Alex said, I'm going to be reading a Sumerian lullaby. It's sung by the wife of King Shulgi, who lived around the 21st century BC. And she's singing it for her infant son, who is sick. And it's the oldest lullaby in recorded history. Usanganu, usanganu, usanganu kidumunga she, usakulu kidumunga she, igi liblibani u kunib, igi gunani shuzu ngarbi, u eme zamalili kani, zamalili u nagule.
Sumerian may be the oldest living language, but in one of the incarnations of the Poetry Night, I read the world's fastest growing language, which was Klingon. I don't know how many of you were here for that, but it was a moment to, well, to remember. Thank you, Anna. And thank you, Alex, for that helpful contextualization. We now have another language that has not been represented. Punjabi is represented at this evening for the first time, as was Assamese. We now have Romanian, and Ioana will be reading for us. And please do come forward as it's your turn. That way I don't have to keep coming here and finding things to say to make you laugh.
Hello. So I will be reading a poem by Nikita Stănescu, who is one of Romania's most important modernist poets. Many of his poems have been transformed into extremely cheesy love songs, but the one that I'm going to be reading to you is kind of related to my interests in politically engaged poetry. Okay. Basorelief cu eroi, de Nikita Stănescu. Soldații cei tineri s-au așezat în vitrină, chiar așa cum au fost găsiți, împușcați în frunte. Ca să fie văzut, s-au așezat în vitrină, respectându-și întocmai mișcarea lor ultimă. Profilul, brațul, genunchiul, mișcarea lor ultimă, când au fost împușcați pe neașteptate în frunte, sau între omoplați, cu o flacără mai subțire decât un deget de copil care arată luna. În urma lor a rămas goală baraca, mirosind a obiele, a țigări strivite, a fereastră închisă. Valizele de lemn care umplu baraca mai clănțăne încă din fierul mânerelor, așa cum clănțăne luna din fierul mânerelor, acum, cu puțin înainte de a fi deschisă, ca să se caute în ea scrisorile vechi și fotografiile vechi ale timpului. Soldații cei tineri stau dați cu ceară, pe fețe și pe mâini, ca să lucească, dați cu ceară, ca să lucească, dați cu ceară și așezați în tocmai așa cum erau în secunda când viața s-a rupt și moartea a înghițit secunda. Stau așa nemișcați, neîncetând să lucească și noi ne uităm la ei cum am privit luna răsărind chiar în mijlocul pieții. Pentru noi, care acum suntem de o vârstă cu ei, deși stau de ani lungi în vitrină, pentru noi care i-am ajuns din urmă și trecem de ei, și inimă bătând avem și memorie, o proaspătă din calea afară, proaspătă memorie, soldații cei tineri s-au așezat în vitrină și se imită pe ei însuși într-una, ca și cum ar fi vii.
I'm Corey Felder.
I'm Nathan Cohen.
And we are this year in the intensive Arabic program, and it's very exciting. And we have what we're going to be reading for you tonight is a classical contemporary composition written by Munthar Yunus, Professor Munthar Yunus. I'll be reading the part of the thief, and Nathan will be reading the part of the shopkeeper.
If you could not tell from the incredibly original and creative costumes.
داخل السارق للدكان قال الأمل شو هورتا واللي مثلها بده فلوس ما في ناس ما في شرطة
أعطيني فلوسك أو بتموت
صوت من نرفز خايف صح عندي عيلة بدي تعيش هذا درجي والمفتاح
شايف عندك حمرك كثير أعطيني شوية قبل أروح
أنت لسه شاب صغير الشرطة قالوا مش مسموح
حقيقة هذا مش مزبوط هذا الرصة والتصريح اسمي وأمري والأنوان صورة حلوة وحطم لي
لما شفتك خفت كثير قلت بنفسي هو مجنون لكن هذا ما في خاف اشرب واسكر على القانون
Hello, everybody. I'm Farhad Shahrazai. My friends call me Rockwell. Today, I'm here. Yeah, a little strange, right? my poem for you today is something I actually wrote myself in English, and thanks to Professor Yago, who's sitting there in the back, it was translated into Farsi, which I'll be reading to you. The title of the poem is called Ravan, which means soul in Persian. Gohar ke jamhi nis. چون دل که سنگی نیست اگر مانی نیست سرشته این کلمت زبانی نیست In English, the poem translates to matter is not the sum, for the heart is no stone, as these words are no language, if meaning is not sown. Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Powell, and I'll be reading a poem in Hindi for you today. It's called Madhushala, and it's written by Harivansh Rai Bachchan, who's a very famous poet. This is actually only the first four quatrains of a 135 quatrain poem, but I didn't think I should read that. That would take too much time. So it's a very famous love poem, and you should all look into to it further. I'm reading it because my advisor, Kora Bhattigvan with those back asked me to. Mridu bhavon ke anguron ki aaj bana laya hala. Priyatam, apne hi haton se aaj pilaunga pyala. Pehle bhog laga lu tera, fir prasad jag payega. Sabse pehle tera swagat karti meri madhushala. Pyas tujhe to vishvat pakar purna nikalunga hala ek paon se saki bankar nachunga lekar pyala jivan ki madutato tere upar kab kavar chuka aaj nichavar kar dunga main tujh par jug ki madushala priyatam tu meri hala hai main tera pyasa pyala अपने को मुझ में भर कर तू बनता है पीने वाला मैं तुझको छक छलका करता मस्त मुझे पी तू होता एक दूसरे को हम दोनों आज परस्पर मधुशाला भावुकता अंगूर लतक से खींच कल्पना की हाला कवि सखी बनकर आया है भरकर कविता का प्याला कभी ना कर्ण बार खाली होगा लाख पिए दो लाख पिए पाठ का गान है पीने वाले पुस्तक मेरी मधुशाला
I'm going to introduce this one because otherwise he might read the whole thing. It's a pleasure this year to have met Zan, who is a new medieval studies graduate student, who, when I suggested that he read something Near Eastern, Mediterranean, or Ithacan, came up with Icelandic, and then brilliantly found something Icelandic that mentioned Saracens. And what he's going to do, I think, is read just the poetic bits. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this, too.
Not a problem. And just as sort of a word of introduction to this, this comes from a manuscript called Morkinskinna, which is the oldest chronicle of Icelandic kings. And this section comes from the life of Haraldur Hardrada, who is quite a famous figure in Norwegian history. He was the half-brother of St. Olaf, who is fairly famous, was with him at the Battle of Stiklestad, and from there sort of went on and led quite an adventurous life. He went, spent some time with Yaroslav, the Kievan Rus, ended up marrying his daughter, and then went down to Byzantium, where he served under three Byzantine emperors before returning to Norway, waging a 15-year-long war on Denmark, and then finally was killed at the Battle of Stamford Bridge in England. And so in this episode, Haraldur is with his favorite court poet, Theodor, and they come across a man, and they engage in sort of a witty, poetic banter. Ofusa drokisu, the monk it hit esrota, autak fang vidlungu, huvdum gutli vaftan, vank of huvdi hennar, duðum dor oblodi, hlum, vastat fyrskumu, drengs, vastat fyrlengra, hjogu harða, digvir, hit vas fyr esfjarri, hirðmen dani stríða, fosterland rauk branda, sotti ferð á flota, sverð í sergjegarði, fram, en það var skumu, sung, en það var slungu. Midlingar rauð í móðu, setti nýður á slettu, mót ill, vastar, spjóta, serglani, grammermerki, dunum, báru góð, geira, stóð að sittlis ráð, grum, en það var skumu, stung, en það var slungu. Heyr á óbreyst orða, sattir orð og eittir. Óvitin konungur mína, úrum blámanna fjörfi, gaf mér gull eð dróða, gall sterfengi stillis, gramir, var stað fyrr skumu, strengir, var stað fyrr lengra. Hlaut af hróðing skjóta, en fyrr englansunan, hlýði mær en skýra og borð und mér norðan. Súð gekk fjöld af flæði, rýsten skalf í rostum, fram, var stað fyrr skumu, stung, en það vas lungu. Vig lést vinda mýr, en fyrr serglandi sunan, virðum, kun af unnen, snar, þengill, hljóð drengi, þrændir drugu ríkt, und randir, kunu grammer at gunni rum, en það var skumu, gung, var stað fyrr lungu.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aileen Yavaş. I am the Turkish Fulbright Scholar at Cornell this year, and I am Turkish teaching Turkish. I chose a poem by Atol Behramoğlu, for he is one of the pioneer and important figures in the modern Turkish poetry. And in this poem, he is reflecting his ideas about what he has learned from his life. Yaşadıklarımdan öğrendiğim bir şey var. Yaşadın mı? Yoğunluğunu yaşayacaksın bir şeye. Sevgilin bitkin kalmalı öpülmekten, sen bitkin düşmelisin koklamaktan bir çiçeği. İnsan saatlerce bakabilir gökyüzüne, denize saatlerce bakabilir, bir kuşa, bir çocuğa. Yaşamak yeryüzünde onunla kavuşmaktır. Kopmaz kökler salmaktır oraya. Kucakladın mı? Sımsıkı kucaklayacaksın arkadaşını. Kavgaya tüm kaslarınla, gövdenle, tutkunla gireceksin. Ve uzandın mı bir kez sımsıcak kumlara, bir kum tanesi gibi, bir yaprak gibi, bir taş gibi dinleneceksin. İnsan bütün güzel müzikleri dinlemeli alabildiğine,
hem de tüm benliği seslerle, ezgilerle dolarcasına. İnsan balıklama dalmalı içine hayatın, bir kayadan zümrüt bir denize dalarcasına. Uzak ülkeler çekmeli seni, tanımadığın insanlar. Bütün kitapları okumak, bütün hayatları tanımak arzusuyla yanmalısın. Değişmemelisin hiçbir şeyle bir bardak su içmenin mutluluğunu. Fakat ne kadar sevinç varsa yaşamak özlemiyle dolmalısın. Ve kederi de yaşamalısın. Namusluca, bütün benliğinle. Çünkü acılar da sevinçler gibi olgunlaştırır insanı. Kanın karışmalı hayatın bütün dolaşımına, dolaşmalı damarlarında hayatın sonsuz taze kanı. Yaşadıklarımdan öğrendiğim bir şey var. Yaşadın mı, büyük yaşayacaksın. Irmaklara, göğe, bütün evrene karışırcasına. Çünkü ömür dediğimiz şey, hayata sunulmuş bir armağandır. Ve hayat sunulmuş bir armağandır insana. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Yago Gochelishvili. I will be presenting a poem in Georgian by a poet named Galaktion Tabidze. He lived in the beginning of the 20th century, but he is still one of the most famous, favorite, and beloved poets in Georgia. The name of the poem is Usiqvarulot, Without Love. Usiqvarulot, Zear Supevs Tsis Kamaraze, Sio Ardakris, Tkearkteba Sasi Harulot. Usiqvarulot არ არსებობს არც სილამაზე, არც უკდავება არ არსებობს უსიყვარულოდ. მაგრამ სულ სხვა სიყვარული უკანასკნელი, როგორც ყვავილი შემოდგომის ხშირად პირველს ჯობს. იგი არ უხმობს ქარიშხლიან უმიზმნო ვნებებს, არც ყმაწვილურ ჟინს, არც ველურ ხმებს იგი არ უხმობს. და შემოდგომის სიცივეში, ველად გაზრდილი, ის გაზაფხულის ნასყვავილებს სულაც არაგავს. Sios magivrat karish khalie alerseba davnebis natsulat ukhmo alers kare mouchaws dachkneba chkneba ukhmo siqvaruli ukanaskneli chkneba mtsukharet nazat magram usiharulot da ararsebobs kveqanaze arts ukdaveba tvit ukdavebats ararsebobs usiqvarulot. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dustin Nash. I'm going to be reading from the Odes of Solomon, a early Jewish Christian text, one of the earliest examples of Syriac literature. And of those of you who don't know what Syriac is, which is likely most of you, it's a very little known dialect of Aramaic that was widely spoken in antiquity. So, Ohemte de Moria Malbeshna, Ohedamau Lawathe Enon, Wavhun Telena Wamahevli, Lager Yada with Lamarch, the Merham Lamoria, Eluhu La Rahem Wali, Manu Meshkach, the Mefrash Rahmatha, Ella How de Meth Rahem, Mahevna, the Rahima. Warahma le nafish. Waika den yahed of ena ithai. Wala ehwe nukhraya. Metul delight chasama lawath moria maraima wamarachmana. Ethmesgeth metul deshkech rahma lahau rahima. Metul derhem lahau bra dehwe bra. Hauger. Demith naqaf lahau de la ma'eth. Afhu de la maltha nehwe. Wahau de bahaye mestave haya nehwe. Hadei rohe de moria de la de galutha. De melpa libnainasha de ned un urkathe. Ethchakem wada wetir. Hallelujah.
I have a message for Shokat first. How very disappointing. First, you made away with my program. And then, when you announced that there is asterisk next to Ali's name and mine, I was hoping for something much more special. Instead of that, you were just saying that our poems were out of sequence. Huh. Hey. What's the average age here in the audience? 24? Okay. Well, look at your hand. Look at your hand. Huh? And then you look at it 20 years from now, when you're the age of the Swiss, not Italian, poet who wrote this, although he wrote in Italian. So look at your hand when you stir the coffee or your tea tomorrow morning, and look at it 20 years from now and remember it today. Abbondio died about 50 years ago, and this is his Luce Cruda. Rimestando il caffè, guardo la mano. Mai non m'apparve così frusta, gonfie le vene e pallide entro una minuta rete di rughe. Invecchi, amico mio, e non ti giova scrutando la palma a cercare la linea della lunga vita.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Monroe from the Department of Comparative Literature, and I'm going to read a couple of brief paired poems, one my own from a new book of prose poems with the great Greek orator Demosthenes as the title figure, and the second poem in Spanish by Roberto Bolaño, who is at the heart of two courses that I'm teaching this term, a seminar on poetry and poetics of the Americas, where he figures especially centrally, and then also in my graduate seminar on contemporary poetry and poetics, where we're reading a couple of his books. Bolaño is a Chilean-Mexican who died in Barcelona in 2003. And is some of you may know him. Most of you would know him if you know him as a novelist. He's equally a poet his entire life, and especially interesting as a novelist for being preoccupied in all of his novels with poets. All of his novels tend to have poets as their central characters. So he's especially interesting for thinking about the relationship of poetry to fiction and of poetry in our contemporary times. My own poem from Demosthenes' Legacy is the title of the book. This is the poem called Demosthenes' Dilemma. When Shawcut asked me if I would participate and mention that I was going to be reading before somebody else reading from the Odyssey, it occurred to me to put these two pieces together, one, as it were, from the side of Greece and the other from the side of Troy. Demosthenes' Dilemma. What cudgel of cordials cut close to the bone? What manner of main lines, linoleum? In his days lay delirium, in his cause cerebration. Such pressures as pleased his ghosts became him. The higher the rubble, the longer the robe. On the off-ramp he might have joined them, concluding by chance to make an end. What hubble of hype secured Socrates' screening, soaring high in the sky? Plato's pie? Without guidance or measure, his entreaties escaped them, flowing far to the right of the cedar's nose. In the back of the alphabet, hidden behind the Oreos, behind the animal crackers and Lucky Charms, product placement opportunities awaited in groves. Some pastoral peak possessed his fancy. Still no word from the newsroom. Advise. And here's the Bolaño. Title is Entre las Moscas. Entre las Moscas. Poetas troyanos, ya nada de lo que podía ser vuestro existe. Ni templos, ni jardines, ni poesía, sois libres, admirables poetas troyanos. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Adam Bursai. I'm reading from, these are the opening lines of The Odyssey by a little poet named Homer. I apologize for my accent when I read Greek. I was taught Greek by an Italian gentleman, so. Andromoi enepe musapol utropon hosmala pol a plangthe epetroi esperon ptolithron epersen pol on danthro poniden astea kainoon egno polado ginpan topathen algea honkata thumon. Arnumen, nos en tepsiu henkai, nostone tairon. Alud hoseta rus usato hiamen nosper. Auton garsvete resin e tastale esinol onto. Nepioi hoikata biusuper ionos helioi oi o estion autaro toisina theleto nostimon emar tonamo thengea athuga terdios epikai hemin. Thank you.
This is by one of our very own, A.R. Ammons. In Italian, it's Dimora. Così venne per me l'ora della resa e scelsi d'essere consegnato al vento. Il vento fu lieto e disse che lì ci voleva quanto più corpo era possibile per mostrare con esso i suoi moti. E voleva sapere, e di gran cuore lo avevo sperato, si poteva fare qualcosa in cambio per mostrare la sua gratitudine. Quando l'albero dalle mie ossa sortirà dalla pelle, dissi, vieni e terminando spargi la mia polvere per la pianura, così che io posso vedere come fiorisce locotilo, e come sta lo stricciolo del sogaro, e quando cadrai con la sera, cari chi presso di me, dove potremo osservare la conclusione del giorno e pensare a come s'apre il mattino.
I think Ammons would have enjoyed hearing his poem refracted through such a beautiful language. I'm going to read it in the original, and I'll just say that the poem reflects his experience of driving through the Sonora Desert on his way to the West Coast, and he sometimes would say that when he saw that desert, it became his spiritual home instantly. The title, I think, is consciously echoing the traditional Christian idea of heaven as a kind of mansion, which is one that he encountered a lot in the hymns that he sang as a boy, but he's obviously doing something very different with that metaphor in this poem, mansion. So it came time for me to seed myself, and I chose the wind to be delivered to. The wind was glad and said it needed all the body it could get to show its motions with, and wanted to know, willingly, as I hoped it would, if it could do something in return to show its gratitude. When the tree of my bones rises from the skin, I said, come, and whirlwinding stroll my dust around the plain, so I can see how the Ocotillo does, and how Saguaro Wren is. And when you fall with evening, fall with me here, where we can watch the closing up of day and think how morning breaks. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was my intention to open the evening with an Ithacan poet and to close also, and also open the second half with, and we did so with Roald Hoffman, and we did close with Ammons. I didn't get a chance to read Kenneth MacLean, and although Archie Ammons is a very hard act to follow, I think the fact that Kenny MacLean was his student and is an admirer of his justifies my now reading the poem that's in your program, The Ceaseless Falling. The landings of this world are rehearsed, and so the heron sinks into the water, and the deer joins in the flood, and so the face of one's mother joins the lies that save her face. Always there is war flaming in South Africa. Always empires are dying and refueling. Always the children grow more staid than their parents, and love seems to darken in each walk by the river. The silence of the brook is a place for heron, for deer, and soon the wind will break in the dogwoods, the light will snag in the willow, and love, love, shall it ever follow me to the river. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Please come again next year. I imagine we will do this again. Please read next year if we do it again. If I don't contact you, I'm sure you know how to find me. If you didn't receive a program, or the part of the program, or the actual copies of the poems, just let me know. My email is smt24. Contact me in the Department of Near Eastern Studies, and I will produce a copy for you so you have copies of all the poems that were read today. And as you leave, if I could ask you to check and see if there are any cream puffs or anything else that might need eating on your way out. There is one further announcement.
I just want to recognize Dr. Trava.
Thank you.